Here's a statistic that caught our eye. A recent CBS News poll shows that almost a quarter of Hillary Clinton supporters say they will vote for John McCain rather than Barack Obama in November. One of those voters is Barbara LeBay. She's an attorney and author from Atlanta. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, I understand you have voted Democrat your whole life.
Yes.
Almost your whole life. McCain, a Republican? Really?
Yes, I'm not 100%, but I'm leaning very, very strongly in that direction.
And why?
A whole host of reasons, really. First of all, the economic plan. I am very much worried about raising taxes to the extent that Obama plans to raise taxes. I don't think it's a good thing to do in an economic downturn such as we have now.
Now, Senator Obama has said that he would roll back the Bush tax cut. Is that what you mean in terms of personal taxes?
Yes, I do, and I'll tell you the reason why. Because when he talks about taxing people over $200,000 a year, you know, we think of that as well-to-do, but it isn't well-to-do. And so many of those people are small business owners. If they start taxing those people, we're going to lose more jobs, not create jobs.
What else, though, bothers you about Senator Obama and would swing you toward Senator McCain? Because really, Senator Obama and Senator Clinton's tax proposals were practically identical.
Right. That's true, except that she tends to be much more of a centrist. He's been there for 3 years, 2 years he's running for president. He hasn't done anything. He's a blank slate, Madeline. You know, it's like psychological transference. People are transferring their hopes and dreams on the blank slate, but they don't really know him.
So would this be a vote against Barack Obama or a vote for John McCain?
I'm going to have to say it's both. I'm for McCain because of several things. Number one, he's for a comprehensive immigration plan. He is also an environmentalist. He has worked both sides of the aisle to the displeasure of the right wing of the Republican Party. That shows courage, guts, and I approve of it. I haven't seen Barack Obama do anything, truthfully. He has done nothing. I'm afraid of him. And the reason I'm afraid of him is because we're in a very dangerous world. We have enemies who hate us more than they love their own lives. And he wants to go and make nice, you know, with these leaders of these rogue nations. I think that's terribly naive, but it comes from a lack of experience. You know, he's a very intelligent guy. He's a nice-looking man. He's beautifully spoken. But he's a blank slate, and I don't want our country led by another inexperienced upstart. That's what we had with George Bush. I don't want to take that chance again.
What about John McCain's socially conservative stances?
I know.
For instance, abortion, against abortion.
Good point. Let me just say, I marched for the Equal Rights Amendment. I marched for civil rights. I was a Vietnam War protester. And think about it. I'm thinking of voting for McCain. This is why. They have 5 votes on the Supreme Court now. What does it matter? They can overturn Roe right now if they want to. I don't think they will do it. It's possible they will. But I don't think the next couple of appointments can change it. We are stuck with a very right-wing court, not to my liking. But we're stuck with it probably for the rest of my life. So I'm putting 2 other things on top of that. I'm putting our economy on top of it and our security.
Barbara LeBay, a lifelong Democrat, former Clinton supporter, now saying she will vote for John McCain in November. Barbara LeBay, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.